With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Percival Everett is a young man who was born in Georgia and raised in South Carolina to a medical family. His father is a dentist, his uncles and grandfather doctors. But Percival Everett broke with family tradition. He's the promising author of three novels, and he teaches creative writing at the University of Kentucky. It's easy to overlook Everett's newest book, Cutting Lisa. It's slim, just 147 pages. Cutting Lisa is the story of a retired Virginia doctor who is haunted by an amateur cesarean operation performed by a working man on his wife. In Oregon for the summer, the doctor discovers that his daughter-in-law has been unfaithful to his son and is pregnant by another man, and the doctor acts with what Percival Everett calls correct moral action.
By correct, I don't mean right, but people acting with moral conviction.
Percival Everett is black. The only way the reader would know is by seeing his picture on the dust jacket, because he does not identify his characters by race.
The novels for me are allegories. I do the work that I have to do.
The main character in an earlier novel, Walk Me to the Distance, is a Vietnam veteran who returns to the U.S. to rebuild his life and who also lacks racial identification.
Because I'm black, if I were to make my main character, Walk Me to the Distance, black, then I couldn't talk about the issues that I talk about because everybody would be concerned with the character being black.
The issue of alienation, for example. Percival Everett is aware most readers make certain assumptions.
If I have a character and he's black, in the first page or two, I'm going to have to tell you somehow that character's black, or you're going to assume that the character's white.
Human themes rather than racial ones emerge in the writing of Percival Everett. Dickner and Fields published his third novel, Cutting Lisa. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.